from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. I am Pastor Roland, and the program is Talk to a Pastor. And here I am. Well, here I am, a pastor. You cannot talk to me right now, but you can talk to me at my website, which is mypastorchat.com. But I can talk to you right now. We can communicate by your kind of being there and me being here and me talking to you in a friendly, neighborly, pastorly kind of a way about issues that are important. And then if you are so inclined, you can visit my website and check out all the wonderful free blog posts and articles and even some books I've made free to read online. And you can actually talk to me there. You can talk to me for pastoral counseling or on Sunday for free live chat. So I've got a lot of wonderful things for you. Now let's just get right Let's get right with it. What kind of things have been in my mailbox and my email box this week? Well, of course, the big topic is the earthquake and tsunami in Japan. So that always brings people to ask questions like, why does God allow suffering? Why are there these type of things happening, and so on. And I'll make a little comment about that subject. But first, what else is in my box? Well, let's see here. My boyfriend and I have been together for 7 years, and he's left me. And now he's living with another woman. And what can I do, or how can I bring him back, or, you know, that sort of question. Very typical. I get a lot of relationship questions. Let's deal with that one very quickly. The bottom line is, if you're just living together, then frankly, it's unfortunate, but there's not much you can do about it because you really don't have any claim on him. You know, if people are married, if they commit to marriage, and they become married, that's a whole different thing. But if you're just living together, then that always leaves the door open a little bit, doesn't it? It leaves the door open a little bit for someone to suddenly change their mind or, you know, that sort of thing. And I know it's very difficult for young ladies nowadays because the way men are, many of them do not have any honor. And the young ladies are afraid that if they don't, give him what he's looking for, that he'll just go find somebody else. And there's a certain amount of truth to it. There's a certain amount of truth to that. Of course, we have to say that if he's the type that will then go off and look for somebody else simply because you won't despoil yourself for his pleasure-seeking, well, then he wouldn't be the kind of person you'd want to be married to anyway. And he's the kind of person that would most likely someday, look for greener pastures. So you could say good riddance to bad rubbish. Have you ever heard that expression? Good riddance to bad rubbish. So, if he has no honor, if he pressures you, if he only wants one thing, then, maybe you're better off rid of him sooner than later. Now, of course, then sometimes there's a child. You have a child. Well, then you become a single mom. And, that's not the worst thing in the world. There are a lot of social agencies that will be of some help to you. Maybe you have your mom or a grandma or an aunt or someone that can be of help to you. And, you'll make it. But like I said, when people are just living together and then one of them leaves, what do you expect? You know what I mean? It's unfortunate, but maybe you've learned your lesson. Get married! This is Pastor Roland, and I shall be right back. Hello, this is Roland.
Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Yes. Yes, my website. I have a wonderful website about relationships. Would you like to go there? Well, I tell you what you can do. It's very simple. Just go to mypastorchat.com. That's www.mypastorchat.com. There's no dashes or anything, just mypastorchat.com. And when you're there, if you look in the right sidebar, I have a list of wonderful things there. And one of the things I have is a blog called Healing Relationships. Click on that one. Click on that one, and you'll go there, and I have a lot of resources that have to do with marriage and relationships. Okay? All right. Now, so what else do we have in our mailbox? Here's one about hearing voices. Here's a lady that's hearing voices. Well, you know, a lot of people do hear voices. And, you know, if people, you know, hearing voices is hearing voices. You know, they call them auditory hallucinations or something. Well, if people hear voices, then they're hearing voices. The reason they hear voices is because they hear voices. Now, what is the nature of these voices? Well, you know, see, the thing is, a lot of people, in fact, most people, you know, that kind of go through life and, you know, they follow what they think is their very own thinking, you know, something, you know, the kind of thinking that that appeals, you know, it always tells you what you want to hear. And so that kind of emotional thinking, you know, where we get lost in thinking and emotions, and then we have some idea pop into our mind, we think it's our idea. Well, chances are it came from somebody outside, some kind of programming or what you heard or what somebody said, see, but then there's also a sort of a voice in there, a presence in there that eggs you on. It eggs you on, and we think it's our thinking, but it's really not. Well, people hear voices. Those people are one step ahead of the game because they realize that it's not their own thinking, see? So at least they know it's not them that's thinking it. But anyway, what do these voices say? It's always the same thing. It's always some kind of negative thing. You know, the world would be better off without you, and you're no good, and everybody hates you, and you're ugly, and, you know, it's usually something along those lines, isn't it? Or it's, you know, if you don't count to 10, then something really awful is going to happen. Or if you don't jump down 25 times, then something awful is going to happen. And, you know, it's always some kind of negative tease and so on. Of course, you know, the voice might say, hey, you're wonderful and you're great and you deserve it. And, you know, if you don't take this opportunity now, then you'll never have this opportunity again. See, it'll also do that. And, of course, it always leads you into error. So you might as well just realize those voices lie. The people that hear voices, those voices always lie to you. And so just ignore them. Don't struggle with them. Don't believe them. Don't disbelieve them. Just observe them and go about your business. Don't struggle with them. Let's see what else is in the what else is in the box here. Well, here's another one. Here's a guy whose wife is walking out on him. Now he's married. This is a fellow who did have honor. And he did marry her. And from what I can see, he's a decent guy. I don't see any evidence that he said he's not a drinker, he's not a smoker, he's not a drug taker. He's home every night, goes to work and comes home every night. So he seems like a decent chap, but now she's saying, oh, I want a divorce. You know, I don't love you anymore, blah, blah, blah. Well, and so she's asked him to move out. Well, I always say in these kind of situations, if your wife asks you to move out, then just don't move out. Just don't go anywhere. Just stay right there. sit in the living room, watch TV, read a magazine. Because you see, it's like a temptation. It's like you're being tested. You're being tested to see if you will become angry and if you will move out. So if you move out, if you go to the bar, if you go to another woman, if you go hang around with the guys, move out. Then to her, that confirms what she suspected, you know, that you're no good and blah, blah, blah. And it also licenses her then to go ahead and, you know, file for divorce or something like that because you moved out. See? Now remember, guys, you are the man. You are supposed to be the center of the family, the Moses, the David, the George Washington of the family. You are the stable center. See? And when people are naughty, then you're not naughty. When people get too emotional, you are not emotional. When people are rebellious, and you are steady and calm. And the more emotional they become, the calmer you become. The more irrational they become, the more rational you become. See? So you have endless patience, endless long-suffering. See? See, you don't file for divorce. See, don't do the wrong thing yourself. Don't make the mistake. Don't become violent and angry. Don't go get drunk. Don't move out. Don't file for divorce. See, just continue to go about your business. Go to work. Come home. Be responsible. Take care of things. Be there. Be calm. See what I mean? Because that way, let's say you're a decent guy and she has some issues. She's met some other guy and he's putting ideas in her mind, or she had issues in the past with friends and so on, and so there's something going on. You're not quite sure what it is. You haven't done anything wrong yourself. That's very important. You haven't done anything wrong yourself. Well, then just don't do anything wrong. Go about your business. Be there, especially if they're kids. That's very important. And then if she makes a mistake, see, if she does something wrong, she cheats on you, or she files for divorce, or she does something, well, then you don't have to feel guilty for it. You didn't do anything wrong, see. You were there for her, and, you know, it's a free world, you know. She made her choice. That's her, you know, that's what she did. And you're still there, loyal, honorable, decent. See what I mean? No impropriety on your part. See? All right. So I think it'd be helpful to you right there. Let's see. What else do we have in the mailbox here? Well, I think those two were quite good for the time being. If you want to visit, if you want to talk to me via chat or telephone, then go to mypastorchat.com and it'll tell you all about it there, how to get in touch with me for counseling or for chat or how to order my books, all that. Mypastorchat.com, www.mypastorchat.com. Now here I am, I'm on the air for you lucky people here in the Inland Empire, the Southland. You're very fortunate to have your own pastor on the radio, right here just for you. So take advantage. I'll be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Roland. I am Pastor Roland, and I am your pastor, your radio pastor right here. Now, look, I love the people in the radio audience. I love them. For a most part, they are a thoughtful crowd, a thinking crowd. See, they listen to the radio because they're looking, they're searching for answers. They like to thoughtfully think about things, and that's what radio lends itself to. And I like the folks on the internet, too. Like the internet crowd. They're kind of an independent crowd. Some of them are don't want to go to a church for various reasons. One reason they don't want to go to a church is because they've been to church and they were used or abused or taken advantage of or disillusioned or disappointed there. See, there was something false about it, something phony about it, or there was pressure. Or they grew up in a family where there was religion and they were pressured to do this and pressured to do that. And then they saw the hypocrisy, so they don't want anything to do with it. But that doesn't mean that they're not still searching. Doesn't mean that they're not still, interested in spiritual things. It just means that they don't want to get involved in some organization, see? They don't want to belong to something. They just want to be free and independent, but they're still interested. Well, that's very good. I like that. See, I don't have any followers. I don't want any followers. I don't have a church. I'm just me and a microphone, but I am a pastor. And then, of course, there are people who just aren't sure. They don't have any bone of contention with Christianity or Buddhism or anything else for that. They're just plain and simple folks. They're not particularly religious, not particularly spiritual. They go about their business, and they have a job, they work, they read, they enjoy sports, they, have friends. Maybe they're dating, or they're married, or they're not married. See, they're just regular people, but nevertheless, they have an interest in a little bit of an interest in this kind of a topic, in these types of topics, and so they enjoy listening in. See, and then you have folks who have a question. They have a question, a burning question that they would like to have answered. You know, is Jesus God? See, you hear that a lot. Oh, Jesus is God. You just about every time you put the radio on, listen to Christian radio or something, that's what they're always telling you. Jesus is God. See, and if you don't accept that, well, then they say you're a terrible person and you're a heretic and you're a this and you're a that. See, so people have a question about that. They have a question about that. Well, maybe I can be of some help in that regard. See, I don't say that. I don't say that Jesus is God. I say that he is the Son of God. See, he's not Michael Gangel. He's not this or that. He's not just a prophet, not just a great man. No, he is the only begotten Son of God. Okay? But he is the Son of God. See, it's very important. See, I never push this type of thing on people because I want you to be able to see for yourself. I want you to see for yourself what is the case, what is true. It's very important. In fact, that's what God wants. He wants to be able to see for yourself. Not because somebody said so, not because he pushed something on you, see, but because you see for yourself. That's very wonderful, and that's the way he wants it. That's why he gave you intuition. That's why he gave you your intuition, so you and what is also called your conscience. Same thing, intuition, conscience. He would like you to be able to know for yourself. I will be right back. Hello, some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from.
You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here I am. My name is Roland. I'm Pastor Roland. And I promised you earlier that I would say something about the question that's coming in now. As you can imagine, being a pastor on the internet, you could imagine that with the earth and the tsunami in Japan, well, people are wondering why. Then they wonder, well, what about, why does God permit this sort of thing and all that? Well, let me say this about that. And that is that there's a lot of things that I don't know. And there's a lot of things that we humans just don't know. See, there are some things that I do know and some things I don't know. So if I don't know, then I just leave it as a question. See, I don't rush to make up an answer or to find some answer that will make do. You see what I mean? I don't rush to judgment, in other words. I wait until I do know. And sometimes there are some issues I've been waiting a long time because I don't know, or I suspect, you know, I suspect the answer. I think I know, but I'm not sure, so I wait until I know, see. And how will I know? Well, I'll just intuitively all of a sudden know. And when I all of a sudden intuitively know, then that's from God, see. See, that's the thing. Mostly God doesn't speak to us. He doesn't speak to us with words. He gave us our intuition so we can realize. See, he helps us to realize things. See, so all of a sudden I just know. That's all. I just know. Well, when it comes to this earthquake, I don't know why. See, I don't know, but I do know this. This I do know. And that is, it can be a distraction, and it can be a temptation. It can be a temptation in that we are tempted to judge God. See, we're tempted to judge him and say, well, he's mean or he's cruel. Or, see what I mean? Or we can be tempted to judge, you know, people upon whom the tragedy fell. Remember one time Jesus was there and they asked him, you know, there was somebody that was sick or something, and they asked him why, and he said, well, it's not because of anything that he did, this person, and it's not because of anything that his parents did. It's so that God's glory can be revealed. See, of course, Jesus healed the person. He healed him. So why this tragedy, I don't know. But all I know is that I am not going to form a judgment. I'm not going to say why it is, because I don't know. See, it's a mystery. But what I do know is that it can be a distraction. See, what's important is what you're doing in your own life. How are you treating your children? Are you there for your children? Are you home educating your children, or are you abandoning them to the school system? See, are you protecting your children from too much socialization and from the peer group? See, are you protecting them from the popular culture? I don't mean overprotecting, but I mean just being, not abandoning them to all of these things, you see? Are you thoughtfully there for your children? And are you patient with them? See, that's what's important. And how about your husband or your wife? Do you resent your husband? See, do you resent your wife? See, Things like that are important. How about your parents? You resent your dad? See, that's what's important. Not what's happening, good or bad, 3,000 miles away. For you, personally, what's important is your relationships with those around you. And, of course, your relationship with your Creator, if you have any such relationship. I'll be right back.
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've reached the end of my program. It was an excellent program. I dealt with some important issues. And I also told you about my website where you can actually talk to me. You can actually receive pastoral counseling there. You can ask me a question that you always wanted to ask a pastor, or you can talk to me about something that has been bugging you. You don't want to talk to people around you because you don't want them to know or to see. Well, then talk to a pastor. I'm a spiritual caregiver. I'm a nice guy, and I have some understanding, and I'll be honest with you. My name is Pastor Roland. Please visit my site, which is www.mypastorchat.com. Until next time, blessings.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.